Om Shanti, good morning. Today's Murli is 29th of August 2019. Essence is sweet children. The greatest father does not make you important people make a lot of effort. He says just remember the two words alpha and beta. Well, I must admit that when I read the first line of the Murli, I had a chuckle. Because Baba says, the greatest father does not make you important people make a lot of effort. And for a moment, I thought it sounded like sarcasm on Baba's part. But knowing Baba, I know that it's sheer, pure love. And he really sees us in a very elevated light. And he doesn't want to see us make a lot of effort. So there was another line in the Murli in which Baba says, the father experiences pleasure in purifying you children. So I thought to myself, who has the greatest pleasure? Is it we or is it Baba? And I recalled my early days when I first came into Gyan, even if it was at a young age. But at that time, I remember just wanting to make everything very clean and pure. Even now, I'm a very squeaky clean person. But just this whole idea of cleaning up, tidying up, organizing is something that I really take pleasure in. It's making something out of nothing, you know, making something old, new, using creativity, making something that's going to waste into recycling it. So I love this whole idea. So when Baba used the word pleasure, I agree. There is so much pleasure in renewal and renewing. In fact, during the week before reading the Murli, I was already working on purity of thought and really to have a pure vision for every soul, no matter what. And I came to realize that no matter how much gyan one has, it really is of no use unless the heart and the mind are clean. And not just clean, but pure. So we say the pot is clean, but Brahmins say, is the pot pure? Right? So the knife is clean, but is the knife pure? In other words, is it free from all that, you know, impure stuff? So my effort has been to really create the purest and highest thoughts for myself and others and the situations. So not just clean thoughts, but when we say pure, really divine, like really to try and see them in that elevated light and to see that there's some benefit in the situation, which I'll come to now. So I just wanted to, mention the drama, which may put all this into context. So recently we are moving from one place to another. And we decided that we would shift on a certain date so we could save some rent. So the stress was high, plus not enough hands. And so we had to work a lot, many hours, day and night. At the same time, I also had to work out my residency, which involved exiting and entering the country again. But luckily, I noticed through it all and I realized in time that my job was just to have pure thoughts. There were so many elements out of my control, from the government offices to my sponsors' availability to offices being closed because it's Eid holidays, the agent not doing his duties on time, even the landlord after, 10 years of being such a good tenant, paying rent on time, yet no leverage, no support, and don't expect any kindness. Anyway, the list is endless. And it was as if drama had set up these scenes and was testing me to see just how high the pressure knob can be put up before I crack. That was the feeling, that with every single thing, it was a test, it was a test, it was a test. And they still go on, the tests still go on as I record this. But as I said, I realized in time not to get sucked into the drama and just to continue to have pure, positive and powerful thoughts. That's it. That's my only job. Let the drama play out, roll out, let it flow. I just want to stay stable, positive, and powerful. And I'm enjoying it. I'm enjoying the flow. I'm very happy. And really, this is Baba's knowledge. It teaches us this sense of detachment where we don't get stuck. And I think this is also why we say Ganges is the purifier. Not that it's just the water, but that it flows. The river flows. Otherwise, why doesn't it say the pond is a purifier? So this is the aspect of we just need to flow with the drama. When we flow, we are happy, we are pure. And when we are impure, we become stagnant and smelly. We get stuck in the vices. No happiness, no happy, happy souls, no happy thoughts. And I wrote about this also, but you know, this just this strong realization of not expecting anything from anyone. And I know we say this a lot and we hear this a lot, but given all my dramas above, I really could not expect anything. I had no control over anything. And I just had to do my best and stay happy and cheerful. And that positive energy is what kept, you know, I felt shifting and moving things. Because I always had to stay one notch above the drama and not caught in the drama. It was a really like a fine, what you call it, sailing or surfing, where you just had to stay above the water and not get sucked in. And here I must admit that Baba and drama delivered their services. Things always worked out last minute and in my favor and for the best. And I'm really glad I made this effort because it gives me greater confidence, and plus I didn't take any sorrow from this. So when Baba says he doesn't make important people make a lot of effort, it gives new meaning to this line because he really is making the effort for us. And it really touched my heart and gives me so much sukoon. Sukoon is rest and comfort to the heart, that Baba is making that effort. I think also one of the beautiful things inherited from living with Dadi Janki is just to have faith in Baba and drama. When all else fails, just have the faith. Just have powerful thoughts. And that's it. And that's what I kept coming back to again and again. Finally, Baba asked us to check where is our light. And so I was sometimes seriously and sometimes in a humorous way asking myself, where is my light? And I noticed that when the switch was on, then the light worked. And there was magic and miracles. And when the switch of awareness was off, then nothing worked. So it really was as simple and explicit as that, that when my switch of awareness was on, I'm a soul, why am I here? I've come to give this soul something, I'm a bestower, a master, almighty authority. When all, whatever works for you, when you turn on that switch, then I noticed for me that people came forward with cooperation, with smiles, and when the switch was off, well, it was just another normal day. So finally, wishing everyone a beautiful Rakhi season. This Rakhi fever in the BK world is inspiring a really refined level of purity in all of us, I think, and especially me. So thank you and Om Shanti.